No federal charges in Louisiana police shooting.
They promised my family that they would let us know. We've never grieved.
Cop fired in killing of Texas teen.
I have made the decision to terminate Roy Oliver.
A Boston apology and an ovation. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It was caught on video, the shots and struggle between two white police officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and a black man last July. Alton Sterling died, and now the Justice Department says it won't press federal charges against the officers. CBS's David Begnaud is in the Louisiana Capitol.
The sorrow has not ended for Sterling's family.
It hurt. So bad.
Sandra Sterling wanted federal intervention after her nephew's killing.
It's crazy. It's like we waited all this time for nothing.
But the story is not over with no federal charges being filed. The Attorney General of Louisiana now gets the ball. Here's what he has to decide. Whether or not criminal charges should be filed against these officers.
Less than 2 weeks after Sterling's death, three Baton Rouge officers were shot and killed by a black military vet from Missouri. In Balch Springs, Texas, outside Dallas, Police Chief Jonathan Haber has fired the officer who shot and killed a black teenager last weekend.
You have my assurances. My department will continue to be responsive, transparent, and accountable.
Police originally said the car 15-year-old Jordan Edwards was in came in reverse toward police. Video later showed it was driving away. Edwards' family wants charges brought against the officer, Roy Oliver. Now to North Charleston, South Carolina, where a white ex-police officer admitted wrongdoing in the 2015 shooting death of Walter Scott. He's the black man who was shot five times in the back as he fled a traffic stop on foot. Scott's mother, Judy.
Michael Slager admitted what he did. That was enough years for me, because no matter how many years Michael Slager get, it would not bring back my son.
Slager could get up to life in prison when he's sentenced by a federal judge. In Chicago, two undercover officers were shot and wounded on the city's south side. They're expected to recover, but Police Commissioner Eddie Johnson says they were targeted.
Make no mistake about it, we're going to catch them. We are going to get these individuals responsible, because, listen, if they will fire at police officers like that, then they have no thought process in terms of firing at other citizens of this great city. So we are going to get them.
Well, turning to Washington, there's word former acting attorney general Sally Yates will testify before Congress next week in the Russia investigation. CBS's Pam Coulter.
Yates will reveal what she told the White House about then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. In an appearance before a Senate Judiciary panel, she's expected to say she warned the White House in January that Flynn's Russia contacts could leave him compromised. It was weeks later that Flynn was fired for misleading the vice president, and congressional sources would like to know why the White House was so slow to react.
Republican Congressman Fred Upton, who said yesterday he wouldn't back the new GOP health plan, is out with an amendment that would provide $8 billion over 5 years to help people with pre-existing conditions pay for insurance premiums. CBS's Major Garrett says that figures to be the focus of a White House meeting.
This hastily arranged session between the president and Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan and Billy Long of Missouri will look for a way to protect coverage for pre-existing conditions without losing the votes of House conservatives who've recently come on to the bill.
Well, hours after Hillary Clinton used a public appearance to spread the blame for her election loss, President Trump took to Twitter. Live to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
I was the candidate.
And Hillary Clinton told a women's forum she shares responsibility for her loss, but she says she would have been president if the election were on October 27th.
I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks.
Clinton says those developments scared just enough of her voters off. President Trump responded in a late-night tweet calling Comey the best thing that ever happened to Clinton because he never charged her with a crime. And he added, perhaps Trump just ran a great campaign. Steve?
There's heavy rain in the nation's midsection that could make a bad situation worse in parts of Missouri where people are already fighting to try to keep rising flood water at bay. CBS's Michelle Miller is covering.
In downtown Eureka, just outside of St. Louis, community members are coming together to save their city.
This is our community. I live in Eureka. I've been out here since I was 13 years old. I know a lot of these people. We want to keep this community up and running.
Volunteers have been working with the National Guard and even the Coast Guard to help fill and distribute sandbags.
The Catholic Archdiocese that covers most of eastern Kansas is cutting its financial support to the Girl Scouts, saying the group promotes values incompatible with the church. Instead, it will support a religious-based scouting program, American Heritage Girls. Now, CBS's Vicki Barker has the story of an FBI translator who found love, then regret, when she went rogue and married a member of ISIS.
Daniela Green was on a team monitoring this man, Dennis Cuspert, a.k.a. German rapper Dezo Dog.
This is haram, 100% haram.
Now known as Abu Talha al-Amani, working as an ISIS recruiter in Syria. In June 2014, Green told her bosses she was going on vacation to Europe. Instead, she went to Syria and married Cuspert. Quickly regretting her decision, she managed to escape that August.
There's some embarrassment there.
Terror expert Peter Trumbore.
But the information she could potentially have brought back to meet with people relatively senior in the organization. I think that's really valuable information.
One possible reason Green served only 2 years in prison. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
ISIS has claimed responsibility for an attack on a NATO convoy in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. 8 people were killed. 3 American service people among the 28 hurt. At Boston's Fenway Park.
Number 10, Adam Jones.
Fans cheered, some stood to welcome Baltimore Orioles outfielder Adam Jones. The night before, he said he was the victim of racial taunts and had a bag of peanuts thrown at him.
I think it's tremendous how the Red Sox, how MLB, they got ahead of it as soon as possible, as soon as they heard about it.
And Jones got a personal apology from the Red Sox. Boston players say they've heard those kinds of remarks before at Fenway and around the league. A new study finds going without whole grains in a gluten-free diet can raise the risk for heart disease. CBS's Bill Rakoff.
There are plenty of people who need to be on a gluten-free diet.
People with celiac disease, and then there are also people who have a non-celiac gluten sensitivity. But this is really a minority population.
Columbia University's Dr. Benjamin Lebwohl says the survey of 100,000 men and women revealed that a gluten-free diet could be dangerous for otherwise healthy people.
There's this assumption out there that things that are gluten-free, it's almost like saying things that are sugar-free or low-calorie, as if it's intrinsically healthy. Our results indicate that that's not the case.
The study is in the British Medical Journal. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
In Clinton, New Jersey, police are looking for the thief who stole a life-size fiberglass Ronald McDonald character. It was last seen on a bench outside the chain's restaurant in that town. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.